Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, K8PMR.
What's up, Early Bird? Are you working, or are you just at home?
No, I'm working. I woke up super early, and instead of sitting around the house, I'm like, well, I guess I'll head in, because nobody's awake at the house, so I'm heading to work to sit in the parking lot for an hour.
Oh, dude, that was me this morning. I was up at like 4 o'clock going, what the hell am I going to do for the next 3 hours?
Good morning.
Yeah, I was debating on calling in, but then I'm like, we're kind of short and got some newer people in today, so I'm like, I'm not going to do that to them. So it's my last day of the rotation, and I'm off for the tour, so figured I might as well just suck it up and head in. Are you at home today, or are you working?
I am home today, so I figured I'd just screw around with radios and whatever else. My wife's working, so I'm on dad duty.
Gotcha. Nothing wrong with that. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like. It's not too bad out right now, but hopefully it gets nicer. So you ended up ordering that radio?
I think it's supposed to be mid to high 40s today, so not anything crazy. But the wind, man, the wind's what's driving me nuts. It says like 14-mile-an-hour winds today. And I got that, the DM32. Sean mentioned it a couple weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago. I don't know. Time flies. And then Jack was talking about it yesterday. And then you were like, can we private call on DMR? I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to buy it. It's cheap enough.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about it, and the consensus is they seem to like it. Nathan at work has got the same radio, but it's not the, I forget the model number, but it's not the digital one. It's just the regular one. He likes it. The only bad thing we found is it sucks the battery pretty good.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. I mean, it is USB-C rechargeable, so that's a big one in my book. I kind of won't buy a radio unless it's like that nowadays. But you would think with a battery that size, it's only 2,500 milliamp, and it's like the entire radio. I really wish they bumped that up, but I'm sure it's like everything else where they sell an upgraded battery for it.
Yeah, that was the only thing he said was negative about it. Other than that, he likes it. I thought I was messing with it the other day at work, and I thought it'd be heavier. You know, it looked heavier than it is. I was surprised that it was actually pretty light, you know, based on the size, but it's a neat-looking radio for, you know, like you said, you can't beat the price.
No, and I felt like a you-know-what telling you my last DMR radio, and then you're out on an island, and I'm like, dude, I don't even have a DMR radio to test with him anymore, so at least now you and I guarantee you and I will be able to private call, you know, back and forth because we're so close.
So are all the, like, private calling, quote-unquote private calling, on those just, like, Simplex, or can you do that through, like, repeaters also? That was one thing I wasn't too sure of.
The way I understand it is private call is going through a network, like Hotspot or Brandmeister or... what is it, TGIF, I don't remember, something TGIF, I don't remember. But I think if you and I were just talking, it would just be Simplex DMR. We would just pick a color code and a time slot, and we'd be able to communicate.
Okay, gotcha. That's kind of what I thought. I wasn't 100% sure. Watched the videos, but they must have been using, like, well, I think they were using a hotspot and, like, going through, like, Brandmeister. And they were just typing in the DMR ID and connecting. But, yeah, I was glad to see it work yesterday. I was, you know, considering I ended up programming basically everything from scratch. And, yeah, was happy, you know, happy that it got out on the local repeater. So that was a win.
Sorry, the boys want to play Monster Trucks on the Switch. I caught most of that. But, yeah, at least we'll be able to test and screw around with it. You said, you know, I got the Kenwood, the open spot. I don't know if that'll do... I don't think I'll be able to cross-mode into a private call, so kind of glad I ordered this because now I can at least screw around with it. I'm nervous about the CPS, though, because, like you were just going through with the 878, it's going to be a whole lot of manual entries, but I don't think I'm going to put a whole lot in there. I'll probably put the MI5 network in there, the local repeaters, and, like, your private call DMR ID, and that's probably going to be it.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Nathan at work the other day, because he was looking at getting one of those, the DMR one, and I'm like, I would recommend getting this Anytone, only because I've already done the work, so it's easy for you. I'm like, if you get that, the Balefang one, I'm like, you're on your own, because I'm like, I'm not trying to figure out another software. But then I texted him last night and told him that you ended up buying one, so I told him, I go, well, you might get lucky if you wait long enough. I said, Dakota might put it together, he might let you borrow his code plug.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything going on this weekend, so it'll probably be done, and then when I have it buttoned up, I can send it to him, that way he can pop it in and, you know, change what he wants to change.
Yeah, I think there was another station that doubled it, yeah. Go ahead, other station. This is K-E-A-D-O-U. Good morning, gentlemen. I kind of scanned a band hearing you out here talking about nanny tones.
Good morning. Yeah, just chit-chatting on my way to work.
K-E-A-D-O-U, I think it was, from NADVF. Good morning. My name's Dakota. Yeah, we're just, we live, I don't know, I'd say a stone's throw, but a little bit further than that, away from each other, and we were just talking about screwing around with DMR and building out the code plugs and whatnot.
My name is Joe, K-E-A-D-O-U, and I have an any tone. I lost interest in the DMR. It seemed like they were always changing the code plugs on me, and you're listening to silence for a while, and you realize, well, that one's dead. Now you got to go find another one and set it up. So, I don't know. I'm thinking about selling mine. I got some extras with it. I got the software and everything stable. If anybody's interested, I know you were saying something about the other guy there.
Nice talking to you, Joe. My name's Phil, K8GMR.
Yeah, I've had a handful of DMR radios, and I always sell them, and then I need one, and then I buy one. So I ordered a DM32, the Bofang, off of Amazon yesterday. KATMR Phil, he's got my other 878, which was the third one that I had bought and sold. But I don't think it hurts to have one in the rotation, but I would say 99.99999% of what I do is analog UHF, VHF. So, I don't know, it's just, what's wrong with having more radios?
Is there really such a thing as enough radios? anyways, yeah. By the way, what is this radio sound? I just picked up at last flock meet there. It's a Yaesu 7250 digital radio fusion.
Yeah, you're coming in good on my end. I hear you. Hear you nice and clear.
Yeah, you sound good. Maybe a little hot on the mic. I don't know if you're just a loud talker, but you sound totally fine, nice and clean coming in. I've never even heard of this radio. I just looked it up. That's like a classic.
That's what I hear. I've been reading up on it. I got the software yesterday, and I loaded it up. I got to fine-tune it and understand how to work that fusion portion of it, or the digital, whatever it's called, you know.
What was it, the radio again? I missed it. I was trying to turn and had a car coming by me.
Yaesu 7250, K-A-T-O-U.
Copy that. Yaesu 7250.
Phil, when is your 578 showing up?
It's supposed to show up tomorrow. Of course, I don't know. I looked. It hasn't even shipped yet, so we'll see. I was going to mess with the CPS today and try to see if I could get most of it put in there, copied over, because I'm assuming I got to do another one, different model, I guess, maybe. I don't know if I can use the exact same one as the 878 and the firmware version. I'm unsure of at this point, but I'm going to try to copy it all in there and get it at least set so when I get it, I can just plug it in. And then I got some more coax coming today and going to mess with that lightning arrestor and try to get that all squared away all at once. If not, I'll plug it in. I got, the coax sitting there now from the old one.
I think I read somewhere that you can use, you don't use the exact same code plug, but there's a way to export it to where you can bring it into the 578 code software. But at this point, since you already have RT systems, you might as well buy it for the 578, and then you can copy and paste it guaranteed. Let me know what gauge ground wire you used or are using for your Lightning Arrestor. I'm assuming you have the same one I do because mine doesn't fit. So if you need some 6-gauge for your stake, for your, oh, you don't have a mast. Never mind.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you out, Joe. Let me answer real quick, then you can jump in. I'm not sure exactly what gauge I'm using. It was left over from the pool install. I'm not sure. I got to check to see if I have any more of it left. If not, I'll. I do have a. I did buy a ground rod, and that's pounded in there and all that. So, I might. If I don't have enough, I might take you up on that. I got to check it all out. It was late when I got home last night and didn't have a chance to look at it. And then, like I said, I'm stuck at work today. So, over to you, Joe.
All right, yeah. I appreciate the conversation here. I'm at breakfast, so I'm going to get out of here. I appreciate the comeback and the information there, and thanks for the radio check. I will catch you guys in the near future while I was scanning the van there. So take care. K-E-A-D-O-U. We're after your final.
All right, Joe. Good talking to you. Enjoy your breakfast. I'm jealous. It sounds delicious, and we'll catch you later.
Yeah, nice talking to you, Joe. I'm sure we'll talk again. Take care. So, yeah, like I said, Dakota, I'm not 100% sure. It was left over from what I had to buy for the ground, all the pool pump and all that stuff. I'm not even going to say anything because, honestly, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. So I'm hoping everything I ordered is going to work out. It was kind of going off memory and guessing, but if not, I'll just have to, you know, hold off a little. But I still have the antenna and coax hooked up from the original Anytone I got in there now. So worst case, I can at least just plug it in and play.
Well, let me know if there's anything you need or if you need a hand. I think you said you got that ground stake pounded in, but if not, I have the bit for an SDS hammer drill. So that's what I used to pound mine, and it was like butter. But next nice day, I'm going to need a beer-drinking buddy. Before someone gets up on that ladder to fix that mast, I'm going to have my buddy who's an electrician come over and do it. And he already said, he's like, I don't care going up that high. I said, good, because I hate it.
Yeah, no problem. Just let me know when. I'm assuming you need that ladder again, which is not a big deal. I can bring it over. And the ground stake, I already had one in because I put one in for when I bought that the 710. So that I have all set up to a Lightning Arrestor into the ground rod. I just didn't do anything with the Anytone. It wasn't up that high, but now if I'm, you know, the 5.78's a little more money, so I figured I better get on it and quit being lazy, and shouldn't be too big of a deal, but better to do it right than to regret it later.
Oh, yeah, those couple lightning storms we had, there was a serious pucker factor going on there. One of them, I wasn't home when it was happening, and my 705 was hooked up. And then the other one, I was home, but we were all home, and I was able to disconnect the radio. But there was, you know, no protection for anything in the house. So the mast is at least grounded. I just got to protect my equipment now, especially now with a repeater hooked up. That's not mine. That's the worst part is I don't want it to get smoked out. And with mine coming, I want to make sure that's safe. Speaking of, did you use that on the way into work?
Yep, definitely did. It's pretty nice. I don't know how I was coming in, but I probably switched over to Romeo. Maybe I was like 35, maybe.
about where my rope runs out too. Did it sound as good as Romeo? Because yesterday when I was coming home, it sounded like it was underwater. I don't know if it's a power out issue or what, but it didn't sound good until I got closer to home.
So the only thing I noticed when I switched over is yours seems a little, I guess, lighter on the audio. Because I had my volume turned up pretty good, and then when I switched over to the Romeo, it was like blowing my ears off. But other than that, it sounded good. So I don't know if that's just a me thing or if it's just a little lower on the audio, the output.
No, I know it's the exact same thing, and I got to figure out what it is. I'm actually going to plug into that thing right in here in a minute. It was like, where did I get to? Pretty much by the time I got to Huff, it cleaned up, and I'm like, oh, it sounds good now. But before Huff, it sounded so faint. And if it sounds good, I'll have to pick Sean's brain, which I hate bugging him with this because he's helped me so much already. But I already have the transmit output audio set right because it sounds good if you're, you know, close to it. And I don't think volumes necessarily change based on distance unless it's a power thing. So I could be totally wrong, but I think I need to crank the power up, or I'm worried that the radio in there is screwed up and can only put out so much power.
So I didn't notice any fluctuation in the audio. I mean, it was clear, and it sounded good. And the level, I think I might have been right around in town when you called out. So it wasn't too far, and it remained pretty consistent the whole way until I switched over. Then I noticed that, you know, the difference.
Well, tomorrow, what time do you get home tomorrow? You come home in the morning, right, because you're a 24-hour shift?
Yeah, I'm 8 to 8, so I'm usually, as long as everything's going good, I try to get out of here a couple minutes after 8, and, you know, I'm usually home, 8:15-ish, you know, 8:30 at the latest.
All right, I'm going to adjust the power out on it, and then, I mean, I think you're the only one in the area, really. Test it on your way home tomorrow. I'll be up. If you're up for it, call out, or I'll call out and just see if it's any better. That's the only thing I can think of, because the audio otherwise sounds great if you're close to it.
Okay, yeah, no problem. You mean, and you're saying call out on that that repeater, right?
Yeah, just use it like you normally would on the way home and see what it sounds like, you know, 35-mile switch over to it. There's probably a little bit of noise in there, but see if the audio levels are there, and if they're not, then something else is going on.
All right, sounds good. I will give you a ring tomorrow when I get out of here then. There was something else I was going to ask you, but now I forgot. I'm sure I'll think of it later. I'll shoot you a text or something if I think of it, but I'm going to get in here and see what's going on for the day. So enjoy the day with the kids, and I will talk to you later on. This is K8TMR. We clear after your final.
KFA, FTS, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Sorry, Phil, there was a dead key there. I wasn't sure if it was you. I was just waiting for it to drop. But all right, man, I'll catch you later. Shoot me a text. And was it KFA, FTS?
Roger, KF8, FGS, finding good signals.
FGS, my apologies. Good morning. You've got N8DBF here.
N8DBF, Roger that. N8DBF. Yeah, I was monitoring off the Mount Clemens repeater. There's got to be a dozen or better, maybe 15 repeaters of both UHF and VHF all tied in through that Central Michigan Emergency Network. I don't know exactly the name of it, C-MAN or whatever. But yeah, I overheard somebody talk about DMR and any tone. I'm going to make an attempt to program a 578 today. So maybe I'll shout back out and see how, let you know how that went. It's, you know, I got software, and a friend of mine here, one of the guys I met at the park club, has the code plug. So he invited me to come over after we had breakfast and monkey around with that. And then one of the guys over at the Macomb PSC has a code plug for that Baofeng DM32, which I'm talking on now.
Yeah, this is a big network. I just added a backyard machine to it. That's what I'm talking on right now. And a couple guys in the area, we're up in Elmont. We get to have a little bit of a sanctuary because this was kind of a dead spot. So we're more tied in now. And yeah, we were talking about DMR code plugs and private call and all that. He, KTMR has my old 878. I sold him. And then I ordered a DM32 to screw around with because I don't have any more DMR radios, but that 578 has been on my list for a while. I was going to put it in a bag and keep it portable, but haven't gotten around to it yet. It's a pretty penny for a bag radio.
Yeah, Roger that, bag radio. I was planning on using it for a base. In fact, it was a surprise gift from my wife to me. I thought that was pretty special. She said, yeah, here, she hands me this box. This was, I don't know, a couple of months ago, right before my birthday, which is near Christmas. And she said, well, here you go. This is birthday and Christmas for the next 2 years. And I just smiled and said, thank you, honey.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty sweet gift from a wife. Mine, I've only been able to get mine to buy me one radio, and it was a VX6R, and I still have it. Not a, you know, by any means a fancy radio, and I don't use it a whole lot because it's a pretty boring radio, but I've been able to get one radio out of her, but 578, that's a pretty sweet gift.
Yeah, Roger that. I was in the hobby, you know, back in the late 60s, and fell away from it, you know, life and career and kids and all that, and I got back into it, and it was quite an eye-opening experience. I was expecting to, you know, warm my hands over the glow of warming tubes, you know, and adjusting a plate and grid. But that's all gone bye-bye, which is okay. They got there's so much functionality in this DM32 and that Anytone, all the Anytones. I mean, you know, the 778 and what have you. So much functionality in that little bitty box. You know, it's like, I wish the Anytone was still a U.S. company, but it's our software built in China, I guess. It's KF8FGS. Back to you.
Yeah, you know, I do my best. There's not a whole lot of American radios, if any, at this point. But I do my best to not buy Chinese radios. But every now and again, you just got to cave and do it. I've got... They're kind of joke radios. The DM32 is a sweet radio. I'm excited to get that. That's actually coming today. But I forgot what model it is. It's a gigantic 10-watt handheld Baofeng. It was like $50. I bought it as a joke one time. And then I've got a UVK5 that I took to Vegas because I didn't want to take any of my good radios. And that thing turned out to be an incredible little $25 radio. But, sorry, I got kids yelling in the background. But, yeah, there's some cool kit. I'm talking on a HiCom 705 right now that is my kind of go-to for everything if it's not an HD. And I enjoy all the bells and whistles that these things have to offer.
Hey, Roger that. I'm bells and whistles. Yeah, the DM32, I ended up, I got the analog side program. Baofeng has, it won't take chirp. Like the 5Rs, they'll take the chirp. I got a couple 5Rs and a 5RM, and they work really well. They're 10 watt. But they're, they got a chirp that's compatible, but not this one. So I downloaded the program from Baofeng, and it only took me, took me a bit to figure out their program. But once I figured it out, it's pretty deep. It's really deep. So, I got through the analog side, and I got out maybe 30 repeaters programmed in. And then one of the guys over at the Von Clemens ARPSC has developed a cold plug for the radio. So, in fact, it's on their website. I don't know if you're a member, but if you can get there, you have to be a member to get on the website. But it's free to join. You know, there's no charge for that. It's a volunteer organization. And so I'm going to see if I can't pull that off the website. And I asked him, I'm a member there, and I asked him if they would, a relatively new member. I said, look, you couldn't get a class on a DMR. That's what the county wants, you know, all the volunteer organizations to coordinate through. So we'll see what happens. But I'm impressed with this radio. I got the bigger battery and the whole bit, and I tell you what, so far, I'm pleased with it. KF8, FGS, back to you.
NABDF. I know a lot of guys in the ARPSC, so I wonder if I can get that code plug from them for that radio. Oh, no, they have it right here on their website, radio code plugs. Oh, I don't even need to get it from them. It's right here to download. That's nice. Wow, they've got a lot of stuff here. So, yeah, I know a lot of the guys that are members here, but I've got all the gear. I just don't have any of the time, so I've not really done anything with them yet. But eventually I would like to. I've only been a ham since 2022, I think. So I've done a lot of things, but I haven't done that yet. That's one of them. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that radio. The price was right. I think I paid a little more than I should have, because I got the light green one, and it was going to be here tomorrow, a.k.a. today, but it comes with all the extra stuff. I think I get an extra battery and a couple extra antennas and a speaker mic that I'll probably never use, but whatever. It was $69. So I'll screw around with that and get that code plug all situated. But, yeah, no, they've been the Chinese radios have been really stepping up. I just really try to avoid them if I can, but like I said, some of them, they're just too good to pass up, and I think this is one of them.
WATDD. Go ahead, WATDD. Those code plugs that are listed on the Macomb ARP org, those are great code plugs. They'll give you all the MI5 information and everything like that, and you can modify them as you want. They work right off the web page. We've tested those. Oh, roger that, WATDD. What's your name? Brian. I'm a member of the group, so, yeah, they've been tested.
Good to meet you, Brian. You have Dakota here. So do I want the NABZR version, or do I want the public one?
Both will work fine. The public version is CLIPS. I forget his new call sign version of it. And I have run CLIPS version and modified it in my DM32, which Sean and I both bought as a lark when they were $54.
All right, I'm installing the CPS right now. I'm going to download that code plug and start tweaking it. Sean's the one that planted the seed. I was talking to him, I don't know, maybe a month ago, and he mentioned it. And then I heard Jack talking about it again yesterday, and I was like, screw it, I'm just going to order one.
I was going to press a little radio. I had a little signal stick on top of my truck, and I drove up to Traverse City. And of course, there's no man land from just south of, southeast of the Clare area to Traverse City. There's nothing there, but the whole way I was able to talk on the MI-5 network with very little issue. And I had it side by side with my Motorola 7550, and the receive on the DM32 was a little bit stronger.
Making sure I'm not cutting out the other station. This is actually a very thorough code plug.
Yeah, Brian, this is David, KFA FGS. I'm a member over there, down in Unit 32, and Wally produced that, I believe. Is that true, David?
No, I think that's totally Cliff's code plug, and Brian is a modified version of Cliff's code plug. As far as I know, Wally doesn't have a DM32, but one day, a month and a half, 2 months ago, at breakfast, Saturday morning breakfast, Sean said he was going to buy one, and I said, well, screw it, I bought one too, and I've been impressed with it. But like you say, several of us have tested those code plugs, so any of those code plugs are good code plugs.
Yeah, I mean, they're zoned and everything, so this looks real good. Looks like the only thing that's not zoned is the analog, maybe the analog FBI stuff, which is easy enough.
Yeah, pretty much. You're familiar with the Anytone. It's very similar. The software is very similar to the Anytone, and for the most part, the functionality is the same.
Yeah, I'm putting in a channel right now. It's like identical.
There are some subtle differences in the performance of the radio. Like, and I know you guys aren't interested in it, but the way the roaming is set up is different between Anytone and Biofang. But for the most part, if you can do the Anytone, you can do the EM32. All right, gentlemen, I am at work, and my boss is coming over, so I think he's got work for me. I will chat with you guys later. WA-BPD, Brian, Unit 24. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Brian, thanks for the information. Have a good day at work, and I'm sure I'll catch you on the air soon at ATDS.
Yeah. I'll monitor this later on today. Like I said, I'm going to program that, or try to program this 578. All right, and I'll let you know how that worked out. And if it's as easy as the DM32, I'll be relieved. Again, this is KF8FGS. We'll be clear on your final, Dakota.
Yeah, I'll be around. I should have a radio on all day, so holler when you get it programmed and I'll let you know how you sound. It was good talking to you. Good luck. Enjoy the new radio, and we'll talk soon. Hey, see ya.
W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
Time for breakfast.
Yes, it is. What's got you out and about this early?
just sitting at my desk. I'm on dad duty this weekend, so hanging out, playing radio, drinking coffee.
Roger. Well, I guess the rumors are true. They shut a Rite Aid down right by my house, and the rumor we had it is they're going to open yet another Sheetz here. And I says, geez, they just put one in 2 miles away, and that one was only another mile and a half from another one. But here I am, and they've got the old Rite Aid completely down to rubble and halfway into the carpet place next door. I guess they're doing it.
I don't think that's a terrible trade-off.
No, two empty buildings that were likely to remain empty indefinitely. So it looks like they're going to tear everything down. Just leave the bowling alley, I'm guessing. And, I like the trade-off. There's a little car dealer who's holding out, and they're not going anywhere and trying to play hardball with the Sheetz. Sheetz wants the whole damn thing, but they're like, you know what, screw you. Stay there. So I wish they would leave. They're not doing the neighborhood any favors, but, they're holding out because they think they're going to get the big money from Sheetz.
Maybe it'll get to the point where the price is right and they cave to Sheetz, because I feel like Sheetz has deeper pockets.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to get in here so I can snap a couple of pictures of the joint. That's what it looks like. Hold on a sec. I'll be back. I'll be in a few. All righty. Snuck into the parking lot nearby. Took some snaps and photos. The old Rite Aid. Who'd have thunk? But heck yeah, I'll take the Sheetz.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see that basically entire chain just drop off the face of the earth.
Yeah, we loved Rite Aid. It was our preferred pharmacy. It was close to the house, right at the corner. But I think it's the medical plans. They're all like getting in cahoots and trying to get aligned, and everybody goes through one pharmacy so they can get the pricing. And they just didn't get the contract.
I was always partial to going Rite Aid over CVS or Walgreens, but I guess it makes sense. There were quite a few different pharmacies out there, and if they start consolidating the buying power, all that should get cheaper, hopefully, in theory.
All right. I'm going to transition to the phone app because I'm going in for breakfast. All right, we'll catch you in a bit. W8FU.
Enjoy, NADBF.
W8BD.
Morning, Wally.
How goes repeater life?
These things aren't just plug them in and they work.
There's a lot to it. I'm impressed how you got it hooked up to the network. Very good.
That was the easy part. It's the damn audio tuning that I've been struggling with. I think I got it locked in now, but it kept reverting, and I don't know why. Even though I was applying the changes, it was not saving them. So now the only thing I got to figure out is if you're kind of far away from it, the audio is white. So I don't know if it's a power problem or what.
Oh, very good. Well, it's easy to check. Check for voltage drop when it's working.
It's on a UPS, so in theory, there should be zero voltage drop. I'd be curious. I don't have a meter. I need to order one. I'd be curious what the RF out is.
Yeah, well, the other thing, too, I was suggesting was check the, not so much the RF out, but also check the, the voltage, too. Make sure it's staying at 13-something while it's working. You know, make sure that you have enough of power. Make sure your voltage isn't dropping.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Make sure that 12-volt power supply isn't tired. I'll have to pop the case and put a meter on it. That's easy enough. The only thing I did, though, it was working great. The only thing I did was I lowered the power output in the programming software.
Good morning.
It was on high.
And
I put it on low two.
Cloudy.
Which I think is like 24 watts or something.
Degrees.
But I don't think I'm getting 24 watts.
Yeah, Amazon's got a cheapy little digital one that's fairly accurate. I mean, it's nowhere near as accurate as the professional stuff. Or you might know a friend that you could borrow one from, too, and get an accurate reading on it and then decide where you want to set it from there.
I was looking at those McBasil Surecom ones.
Yeah, I have one of those. They're okay. I mean, give or take a half a watt, they're good enough.
Yeah, that'll get me in the ballpark. Probably should just pick one of those up just so I can babysit this thing.
Yeah, unless you want to get the gold standard, you know, the bird. But I think I still think they're pretty proud of those, even used.
I think for what I'm trying to accomplish in my backyard, the $50 meter will do just fine.
Sorry about that. My phone dropped out for some reason.
It's all right. I didn't even know you were on the phone app. You sound good.
I was playing around with it a little bit yesterday. We were flying back from Florida, and I was playing back with that on the plane. I was on a real old plane, so the Wi-Fi wasn't very good. And I could hear great, but I couldn't transmit out on it. I think they were eliminating the bandwidth out so down so far that it virtually had no ability to transmit anything out. But it was a plane that was ready for the retirement yard. So, you know, the old Wi-Fi even had this no smoking light on the damn thing. So I thought, oh boy. So, next time I fly, I'll try it on the newer plane. But I was pretty impressed. It's a good little app.
Are you using repeater phone?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it. I mean, it's a great little app. It worked great everywhere down in Florida world. I mean, it's almost a shame. It's almost the only thing you need.
I was just going to say it kind of takes the magic out of it, but in a pinch, yeah, it works good. I have it. I don't use it much, if at all. I don't even think I've opened it on this new phone. But I've had it forever, and a couple times I've connected up with it, it's like, wow, this is, what else do you need, really?
Yeah, for traveling, it's great, you know. I mean, I don't know if I'm necessarily a super-duper fan of one protocol, you know, one method, you know, All-Star, DV Switch, direct in, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I'm more of a type of person that wants to know what are all the possibilities. And this is what I used when it was down in Orlando, and it worked out really, really good. So if you ever go to Orlando, I got some great pointers for you.
Hey, DDF, I do like options. I've got a HOIP or a VoIP phone that I need to set up for HOIP. It's sitting on my workbench. Anthony gave me one, and I have the extension and everything. I just got to program the SIP. Just haven't gotten around to it yet. But I haven't been to Orlando since probably 2019, 2020.
Yeah, well, biggest advice I can give you is don't go this week and don't go next week. Oh my gosh, the lines were just horrendous. Just so many people. So expensive. It was unbelievable. Just make sure that you find every package, every little place you can save, because, I mean, her and I went and had a hamburger, french fries, Diet Coke. We split it, and it was like $56 freaking.
Yeah, well, you also went the absolute worst time of year.
I did, but I didn't have any choice. You know, I mean, I would have researched a little bit better, but, you know, three of the days were hotel rooms and stuff were picked up by the company. So, you know, not my company, but another company that we work with. And so I figured, okay, so we kind of made it a, you know, a week-long thing. So it kind of got subsidized a little bit. And so we had a good time with it. You're talking about, the phone. The phone's easy, and I think on our website there's actually a way that we'll do it for you automatically if you don't want to spend the time frogging with it. I mean, I know you got the smarts to do it yourself, and it really isn't rocket science. It's just a matter of, you know, figuring out what does what. And then the website, the wiki, is really, really good if you want to do it yourself. But if you just want something to get pushed to it, we've got that. John has set up something on our website that can get you there too, just as well.
If I get stumped, I'll look at it, but I've done my fair share of VoIP phones and managing PBXs and whatnot, so I should be okay. I just got to allocate the time to do it.
Yeah, I'm a do-it-yourselfer guy too. I don't want anything done automatically. You don't learn anything. You know, I mean, I appreciate him doing it and everything else. You know, that's great. You know, I mean, thank you. But, you know, it saves all of the questions for the, you know, the people that don't want to invest the time in it. But, yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah. But the wiki page is really good. You'll figure it out from there. You know, just tell me what the settings are. You ended up with a 525?
What was that last part? Something 525?
I said, did you end up with a Cisco 525?
No, Anthony gave me a Poly. I don't know what the model is. And I have a boatload of Grand Streams that are beamed for the e-waste pile. So I might try one of those.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you'll get it. It's fun. We like it. It's pretty cool to pick up and talk to your buddies. And then, if, you know, then the conferences. You know, you can look at the lights and see who's on the conference. And so, you know, if you're ever bored one night, you know, just look, and if the FBI conference light is on, then just, you know, hit it and then go from there. So very good. All right. Well, I'm glad everything is up and running. It sounds really, really good if that's what you're on right now. But like I said, I'm dialed in directly, so there'll be virtually no air on my end.
Well, I appreciate it. You're hearing me on the 705 directly into the repeater, but it's about, I don't know, 4 feet away from the repeater. I just got a little Comet Miracle Baby on it with a little counterpoise running 1 milliwatt. But, yeah, I'm going to plug it into the programming software right now and just double-check to make sure I didn't screw up the power output. But, yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. So, did that stuff you got for me, did that end up being the answer, or did you have to find it somewhere else?
The code plug software?
No, the programming software, yeah.
So right when you texted it to me, there was a guy, someone chimed in on the air. He's like, yeah, there's this guy, BlueMax 49er or something on eBay that sells the cables, and he gives you the programming software with it. So I'm like, all right, I found him, and he shot him a message. I'm like, do you have the, FFC or FS100 programming software? And he just sends me a Dropbox link. So as soon as you sent it to me, I checked my email. I got it from him too. So pissed. I spent $25 on the programming software for the mobiles when they're not in their repeater. But, you know, whatever. It works. So I'm all set. I'm very excited. Just got to work out the details and make sure it's tuned properly and sounds good, and then I think it's going to be kind of a set and forget.
Yeah, well, it was kind of left out because when you called me and I talked to you, it was kind of like at the world's worst time. And then I was sitting there waiting for a bus, and it said like 25 minutes for this crazy bus. I ended up taking an Uber. I got tired of waiting. But while I was doing it, I was looking on the files on my phone, and it was there. And I go, holy crap. So that means I must have mailed it to somebody via my phone one other time, and that's why it was sitting there. So it all worked out good.
It was mighty convenient, even more so that we both have iPhones, and you were able to just text it to me, so I greatly appreciate it. And sorry for bugging you when you were with the fam. I just was scrolling through Discord. I'm like, holy crap, Wally messaged me June of last year with his number and said, call him. And I never saw it. I suck at Discord. But, you know, it would have been nice if Icon just put it on their website like they do with all their other co-plugs. I don't know why this cheap repeater is any different than a mobile.
Probably because it's a repeater. All right, very good. You have a great day, sir. Stay out of trouble. I'm not sure what I'm going to do today. I've got so many things I haven't done. So far, the only thing I've accomplished is drink a cup of coffee and put some stuff in the washing machine. All right, I'll talk to you later. WABD.
All right, Wally, good talking to you. Have a good day. Welcome home. NABDF.
Good morning, Wally. This is KF8FGS, Unit 32.
Good morning, KF8FGS. W8BD here. How goes it?
W8BD, yeah, it's going good. We got missed you at the meeting, and I did get a DMR radio, and I was talking to some of the guys, and they said, you were the DMR specialist, so I'll they told me about the code plug, so I'll get that downloaded and what have you, and see what I can do with it, but I'm it's still a little, you know, it's all brand new. The digital is all brand new to me, so we'll look forward to me talking to you a little bit. Not today, probably. I actually am going to be I'm meeting up with a guy to help me program my Anytone 578 DMR analog radio, which I've not had any programming luck with it. He's got the code plug and a few other things. So, looking forward to that. And we had a good meeting on, real good meeting, Thursday. Mike did a seminar on traffic control. So now we're all training for traffic control. That was interesting. KF8FGS, back to you, Wally.
Oh, very good. What kind of radio do you have for that you want to use for the DMR, your Anytone?
I got the Baofeng EM32UV, and it seems to be a pretty good entry level, you know, to learn on. And I do have the 578 I was going to use as a base radio. You know, it's 50 watts. I don't know. I've got the wiring in the truck, but being that it's not programmed, I put the 2 meter calling frequency in, and I used it, and it worked fine, you know, with the mag mount antenna, which I realize needs some improvement too. But to answer your question, I got the Baofeng DM32 UV.
Okay. Yeah. Talk around on analog for a while. We'll get together, and I'll give you some pointers on the DMR stuff. Yeah, DMR is, there's no room for error on DMR, and that's what I think the team was trying to tell you. I mean, everything has to be right. The slot, the talk group, the color code, the frequency, everything has to be right in order for DMR to work, and if not, it will just ignore you. And some systems, if you do it wrong, one of the sys operators will call you up and say, hey, you got that messed up. So, yeah, stay off of the DMR, my advice, until you get really familiar with it or somebody teaches you on it. And I have no problem teaching you. That's not a problem.
Well, thank you for that. Right now it's kind of odd. I just got my license again in December, right after the government reopened. And It's been years. It goes back to, for me, to the late 60s, you know, with CW Novice, five words a minute. And but then life happens, you know, and, you know, careers and families and kids and, you know, and you know, tight money and all that when you're young. And so I just, I'm retired, and I figured, you know, time to get back into something. I need another hobby besides work, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I was in the same boat. I had a CW technician license as well, and then there was a point where I could have taken it and got grandfathered into a general, but I missed that boat. It was the same thing. All of a sudden, I had a bunch of kids, and I ended up with a job where I was on the road all the time, and then here comes cell phones, and I ended up with a cell phone in my truck, and then after that, I didn't need the GMRS radio because I was using GMRS for business back then. All of a sudden, one day, I had a 7 cent a minute cell phone in my vehicle, and that was pretty much the end of me being in amateur radio for a while, and then I got back into it about 3 years ago. So pretty much a similar story, and I was pulled over the drawer in my office one day, and I saw my ham radio there, and I go, huh. And then I started playing with it again, and I got a whole bunch of people mad at me. I didn't know how much this stuff has evolved, but it did. But anyways, I've got it figured out. It took some time, took some learning, upset some people with some repeaters, but I think I'm fairly proficient at it now. So it sounds to me like we had similar life paths, so no problem helping.
You're connected.
Yeah, I traveled locally. When I was a younger man, I drove truck, and then had an opportunity to went to work for a plumbing company, got in the apprenticeship, ended up being 40 years in Local 98, you know, plumbers in Detroit, and I retired from them. Oh, it's been about 5 years retired from them, and then I. Where I was working, they said, you know, I told my boss, I said, well, I'm going to retire. And he says, well, okay, what are you going to, I was a project manager, a plumbing designer, plumbing and heating design, you know, piping systems, things like that. And he said, well, what are you going to do, travel? I said, I don't know, my wife's still working, so I don't know. You know, pursue some hobbies maybe. He said, well, if your wife's still working, you're going to retire, why don't you keep working here? And I said, well, that's interesting. So I said, you know, I asked him, and he said, well, same rate of pay, and, you know, keep your computer, keep your company's truck, keep your gas card, keep your phone, just, you know, just sign some paperwork, you know, make sure it's okay with the local, and one thing after another, and so I did, and they said fine, and they said fine, and so I was triple dipping for a while, you know, after I started collecting Social Security. So that was kind of different. So when I finally did retire, I really didn't retire. I just quit a high-paid job, if you can get my drift. Back to you, Ollie. KFA-FGS.
WAPD. Yeah, I can still hear the old school stuff in your voice when you're talking, the old AM radio stuff. That's good. Very good. Yeah, did you know a guy by the name of Dan Chafin?
Name's familiar. Was he one of the plumbers down at the local?
He was. He was my neighbor when I lived in Chesterfield. He was really talented.
Yeah, well, the name is vaguely familiar. You know, it rings a bell, but I've got a very small bell. The guys that are real talented didn't get in the mix. They always... Yeah, we had steady work with a contractor for years. That's the way my career path went. You know, I had, you know, 6 years with one guy, 10 years with 17 years with another, and 10 years with another, you know, till I got up to my, you know, my 40 years. But I only had a few jobs.
you know, once you figure out you know how to do things, and you can do other things and have other skills, why they make sure you stay working for them. So it sounds like he's probably, you know, a good neighbor to have. He probably is good at a lot of things, not just plumbing and things like that. But, yeah, that's what happens, and so then you don't meet the guys. So I know a number of the men. I would go at election time to the meetings, and I would go to the picnics and stuff, but I didn't really know the men except the ones that worked for the companies that I was at. I ended up, wherever I worked, I ended up in the office within, you know, a couple of years, and so then I would have guys working for me, and which was, you know, different. You know, I seemed to fit the mold, you know, as far as you know, foreman, general foreman, and things like that. And then they bring me in the office, and when they learned I could draw, and they told them, the one guy said, "Well, I want this to be your desk." You know, it was in a bullpen with, you know, plan room bullpen. And he said, I said, "You sure?" He goes, "Oh yeah." He says, "You can make me more money with that pencil, a T square, and a triangle than you can with the wrenches." I didn't know how to take that. He says, "No, you do fine in the field." He said, "I want you in here so you can teach these other guys."
Yeah, I get it. So, yeah, Dan did, like, when Chesterfield was going through that big expansion of all of those big box stores started popping up, he was the plumber in there. And I remember one time I met him at work, and he was showing me he was doing all of the plumbing mechanical room, and oh my gosh, the stuff. And then one time I had a shower nozzle or shower controller fail in my house, and I was fighting with it. And then finally I just said, "Dan, come over here and help me." He came over. He was a little bit begrudging about it, but hell, he had that thing soldered in and out of there and up and running in about 5 minutes. I'm going, "Oh my gosh," you know, and it looked like, you know, it looked very, very professional. So, he was very skilled at what he did, you know. He had to pressurize the systems, and they held the whole pressure for so many days and all that other stuff. So, because I do remember him pressurizing it, and he says, "No, I just wait." He also made a comment, too, about, you know, he didn't have any apprentices. He goes, "You know," he says, "when I was growing up," he said, "I did all the work." And he said, "and the master sat around and read the newspaper and smoked cigarettes." And as he got older, he said, "I don't have any apprentices. Nobody wants to get in the field." He says, "and I'm still doing all the work." It was kind of cute.
Yeah, you know, I can definitely relate to that. At the plumber's local, they approached the contractor I was working for. I had been with him for, I don't know, a dozen years, or maybe 10 at the time. I ended up working for him for 17 years. But he said, I was also involved in what we called the Contractors Union. It was the Mechanical Contractors Association of Detroit. And that's all the pipe fitting contractors and plumbing contractors that were signatory with the, you know, the pipe fitters unions and plumber unions. So they approached him about producing a synopsis for the school to improve the apprentice school. So he came to me, and so I produced a synopsis. And by George, they put in about half of what I suggested. They went for it. So I was kind of tickled for that. I mean, I didn't get any money out of it, but, you know, they got to know me down at the Mechanical Contractors Association. And the same with the plumbers. They ended up, you know, it was a good career. I did not mind it at all, you know, the way I came up. Some guys come up a little different, but I definitely enjoyed myself at work, and I enjoyed the work. I enjoyed designing and engineering. I ended up, you know, with a master's, and you know, had all the different skills that they claim that you need. So I was always in continuing education, doing this or that or the other thing, and it was good. It was a good run. I still do furnaces, air conditioning, boilers and stuff, you know, for residential stuff that's on the side. I stay away from the commercial work. You know, they kind of frown on retirees jumping back into the commercial end, which is, I did commercial for most of my career.
Okay, I'll let the cat out of the bag about me a little bit. I'm a licensed mechanical contractor as well. Our company does mostly dealerships, air compressed systems, waste oil furnaces, exhaust extraction systems for tailpipes, things of that nature, and I'm the one with the license that I don't do any of the stuff. Oh, God, no. But I do design all of it. I do measure it. I do spec it. I do pull all the permits and everything else like that. So sounds like it's kind of similar.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, it's okay to toot your own horn. Like my dad said, you know, you just cream rises to the top. You just got to, you know, persevere, keep your nose clean. And he told me, because you show up every day on, it will give you a raise. And, you know, that works. And, you know, you apply yourself, be the first on, first to show up, last to leave. So that was kind of my whole life. It was at church or at school or at work or at meetings, you know, first to come, first to leave, or last to leave. And I don't know. I think we lost it. I've got a grandson that's that way. He applies himself. He became a welder. He's like 19, 20 years old, took welding in high school. And, you know, that kind of saved his high school career, and he excelled at it. So he wants to be a pipeline welder. And, you know, that's a six-figure-plus job. And he applies himself, and he's always doing some work. He has to be moved, doing something with his hands. And it's been good for him. So, and I got no problem with the trades, you know. I get the, you know, along the way, like an IT guy, he gets this certification, that certification, all these little certifications. Well, I did the same thing, you know, with plumbing. I ended up being a backflow preventer tester, which is a critical thing in commercial work. And then I was a medical gas brazer and designer. In hospitals, you know, the oxygen and the vacuum gases and all these you know, compressed air and tool air and breathing air, and that was a lot of fun too. And but then that's when I understood why the contractor wanted me to work in the office, because I could design and direct the guys. He could get them certified as brazers.
W8BD. Yeah, I get it. I excel mostly at compressed air, 50 horsepower and under, most garages, dealerships. And we've migrated, the last 10 years, we've migrated to aluminum pipe. I've got one guy that works for us. He is so talented, but, oh, my God, he's a handful. He works when he wants. He doesn't show up. He sleeps in. I mean, the guy is just a handful. And it's such a shame because he's so talented. He could probably get his own license if he wanted to, but he just goes through the motions. And you look at his work, and you could swear to God, this guy's, you know, he's a professional, the whole ball of wax. I mean, he can literally have a complete car dealership done for me in a week. I mean, it's just phenomenal. But, oh, the damage he does on the way. You just got to, you know, where is he, you know. And then his truck is broke. He lost his trailer. He can't find any pipe. He ran out of fittings. You know the type. He's one of those guys. But yet I got to put up with him because he's so good. And it's just like, and I can send him on any service call for any type of compressed air system, and I don't get any calls.
I'm going to have to, you know, while I am where I'm supposed to be this morning, I'm going to meet some guys, and one of them's got the code plug for my 578. Any tone. So I'm going to have to ring off 73. Thanks for the QSO. And we'll catch up with you for sure on this digital, because that's what the county wants us to do. So I figure might as well learn it. 73, have a good day, and get outside and do something. KF8 FTS, clear in your final.
You take care. W8 Victor Delta.
KF8 FGS. Wally, I don't know, something messed up with my radio, hit the wrong button. Hopefully I'm back with you. I'm going to say 73. It's been a good conversation. Good QSO. I appreciate it, and I'd like to get with you on that DMR for sure. You have a good day. KF8FGS. We'll be clear on your plane.
Pleasure. We shall talk again. W8DD.
Negative contact,
W-A-E-D-E. Who are you looking for, Brian?
You. I heard you made some changes to the Motorola cold plug for the 4550. I was going to ask if you could send me a copy so I could peruse those changes.
I'll be glad to. I think I did it for Sean and Tom, so I'll send it to you. I made it so, like, when you roam, it will roam quicker.
Yeah, Tom couldn't remember exactly what you changed, but I'd appreciate that.
Okay, sir. It'll be a bit. I just got back, and I haven't even turned the computer on yet, so I will do that, and we shall chat soon. I'll call you on the radio or the bat phone or something, let you know when I get it to you.
All right, sure, sir. Appreciate it. I'm at work today anyway, so can't do anything with the 4550 at this time. All right, I'll let you get back to unpacking and getting back to normal life. W-A-E-P-D, clear on your final.
You take care. Yeah, before I heard a bunch of static, but I didn't know it was you. That's why I didn't answer. All right, W-A, Victor Delta.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Echo 8, talk about Lumi Yankee monitoring. KFA FQM listening.
Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
What time is it? It's howdy doody time. My clock in my car can't be right. It says 9:06. It's got to be 10:06. Did I never set it forward? 100%. I got 10:06. It is 10:06 hours. 1006. Well, 1007 now. Man, this damn, I didn't even realize, good grief, I'm late. I'm supposed to be somewhere. Is John and or Dean on frequency?
Yes, sir. Picking you up loud and clear. Clear, KEAWUO.
Are you there?
That's affirmative. Dean and I are both here.
Okay, I apologize. I had no, I lost track of time. I am about 2 miles out.
No worries at all. Dean and I are just catching up, so take your time. KEAWUO, I'll be clear.
All right, very good. I'll see you in a minute. Or two. W8FU. So this car doesn't understand daylight savings. Huh.
TF8FQN testing and clear. TF8FQN, I'll feel like call sign again, TF8FQN, clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
N8DBF range test audio check.
N8DBF, this is KFAFQN, back to the 5-9.
Thank you for the comeback, I appreciate it. I made some changes and I wanted to make sure it fixed it, and I think it did.
Hi, Rod. Well, whatever you did, you're coming in loud and clear.
Sounds good. Have you had a chance to test that repeater yet?
Yeah, I did yesterday. We're on KFAFQN. Stand by. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I tested it out, and I made a contact with, oh my, I don't remember his name, Don, I think his call sign is something 8, maybe, BB, I made a contact with him, but yeah, the repeater works good. He said there's a little digital something, digital delay on it, so I don't know what that's about, but, he said I came in loud and clear and everything, and my signal noise ratio is pretty good. So the repeater works.
All right, good deal. Yeah, there's going to be a bit of a network delay on the transmit, but I don't know if there's any way around that. So, all right, cool. Well, appreciate the comeback. Like I said, I just made a couple changes, and I want the audio, and I think it's good now.
All right, yeah. Wait, what's the repeater set up again? Isn't it like a base antenna hooked up to, like, a computer or, like, a Raspberry Pi?
Yeah, it's, well, the Raspberry Pi is just what links it to the FBI network, but it's, if you want to look up the actual repeater, it's an ICOM FC Foxtrot Charlie 221 Sierra. So it's basically just two mobiles in a box.
All right, yeah, I was just wondering, maybe I'll drive past that by Shoemaker. Of all the repeaters I've been by, I've never noticed any, so I kind of want to see at least one repeater. And plus, my mom's shop is in Dryden, into the alleyway, boutique. Who built the repeater? Was it you and Sean? Or who built it?
Sean and I were putting a high-profile node together, which was two old Motorola radios. One was transmit, one was receive with a duplexer. And we were screwing around with that, but we were having issues with one of the radios. So then he lent me this one, which is an actual repeater. Like you can, it's an OEM, you know, from the factory, you can buy it kind of deal. So nothing, I mean, he had to tune the duplexer and program it, but not really assemble anything. So it's kind of a plug-and-play setup. It's all self-contained, and, you know, the hardest part is getting the audio levels right.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know anything about a repeater. Our kind of it. Like, still sounds like a fun project. You guys probably enjoyed it. Sounds like a fun thing to do. In the Discord, actually, I was talking to Sean a little bit. I kind of want to make my own little repeater project thing using my foul thing and StarZ1 with a duplexer hookup. I experimented it with, so tired. I used a, 3.5 millimeter audio jack, and I wanted to see what would happen, so I plugged them both into the speaker port, and all you heard was just like static. It turned on another radio, it was kind of like crossband, so I was transmitting on VHF, and then my other radio was on UHF, and you can only hear static on another radio, but it worked. But yeah, maybe I'll see the repeater. I'll be excited about that, because we drive past Shoemaker a lot.
There's plenty of ways to make one. There's a company called Repeater Builder, and there's another one called AllScan. AllScan has a pre-made kit that you just need two Redivis. I can't remember what the model number radio is, but you basically just need two of those and a Raspberry Pi, and you can build a 5-watt repeater out of them. But, it's a cool little project. The range is nothing crazy. Like, I'm on 34-mile road right now, and I can barely hear it, but it serves its purpose in the area. We can get on the network with very, very low power now, which is cool. By the time that repeater starts to fade out going south, you can switch over to Romeo. And same going east. So I haven't tested it going north yet, but I will soon.
Exactly what you said. There isn't too many repeaters around here. I would say WALAP. That's only in Mayville now, sadly. I just can barely get, I don't know what's up with that repeater. I think it's, more temporary, so it's not, the range on it's not that good. I can receive decent, everything's really quiet. I did a net on it Tuesday, checked into a net. But I can never get, a clear transmission from my base antenna that's 40 feet up. I'm surprised I won't reach that, but reach Flint. I'm happy that repeater's up now as well. I can actually use my little tiny 5-watt HD, even with the stock antenna, indoors. I can hit the repeater. You don't hear me good, it's just static, still hit the repeater. If I was outside, it'd be better. Back over to you.
Yeah, I think the Lapeer repeater, the tower went down, and I think I heard it's in a tree right now, so I don't know how high up. I'm assuming not as high up as it was. So, hopefully that gets moved. And back to normal functioning self. And, feel free to use it. Let me know what you think. I'm going to keep tweaking it, making it perfect, but hopefully serves our area okay. But I am going to clear out here. I am pulling into my parents' driveway and have to help my dad. So I may or may not catch you in a little bit here, but if I don't, 7-3, and I'll talk to you later. And 8-DDF.
Hey, well, good talk, Nina, and you have a good good rest of your morning, and 7-3 to you. KFA, ask you in clear.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
W. I'm going to make a quick stop and I'll be on my way shortly. Any videos?
Yeah, we're at Hawaii and I got to run to make one more stop here before here too.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of that you want me to grab while I'm out?
Oh, I think I got enough. We were thinking of the power stuff, weren't we, too? I wonder if we wait a minute until we figure out what we, when we reorganize. Although you're going to get the battery, you ordered those batteries, so we're going to slide that UPS down that way, aren't we, when we do that?
Yep, we can do that, and we figured that most any of those plugs look like they're all 20 amps, so that's... what's on the plug for that, so we should be in good shape. But yeah, I ordered those batteries. I don't know when they'll be here, but as soon as they show up, it's not a big deal. I always run back up there and put batteries in.
Yep. Don't know what this woman's doing, but she was carrying all the batteries in, and she's been in there for like 5 minutes.
Maybe she's trying to figure out if they're fit or flashlight or not.
Oh, look, my handheld just said my position via Flint. Of course, I'm looking at the tower.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, if, you know, if we get there and decide we want some good cords or something, I can always make a trip to Menards.
Where the hell is this woman?
Trying to tell me to help her.
Because usually the battery drop off like right inside the entrance here.
Don't they give you money for them?
Oh, I didn't know that. Do they give you money for them? When you drop them at Home Depot?
I know, like, if you bring them to the auto parts store, they'll give you, like, I think it might be in-store credit or whatever, but a lot of assets, they'll give you, almost like a core charge for them.
Where you at, Hill Road?
No, Court, because I can see the repeater.
Oh, Court and Center, yep, forgot about that one.
All right.
Well, I'm clearing my stop. I'm headed that way, so I'll be there shortly. And ABDS.
Is there a hot dog? I wonder if she's getting a hot. She couldn't be getting. Well, this has been too long to take a get a hot dog.
The depot dog.
I told her I'm getting her coffee and such, so, like, we're going to stop at her Big B. Although, I got to figure out where the Big B is around here, I guess. Oh, here she comes. I sent a message. Are you lost?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Is shopping for the next project?
No, it seems that someone had to check with somebody to see if they could even accept the batteries.
They were probably, doesn't help, they weren't bought there.
Oh, that's never mattered. We've always dropped stuff off Although we dropped it at the Fenton, but usually there's like a little,
The Kia is outside of the service desk. This one's behind the service desk.
This one's behind the service
desk.
So she
wasn't sure. I think that's where the Hill Road one is, too. You go in the door, make a hard right to the service desk, and I think that's where theirs is, too.
Yeah, Fenton, you just walk up and throw them in there. There's, but people, I guess, are returning things, bad batteries that aren't, they don't accept, so, yeah.
Yeah, there's a,
right next to Empire Walk. Oh, cut. I know Rob and I were trying to do lunch there.
I mean, I can't return this leaky battery.
It's bubbling and everything. What do you mean I can't return it to you? Don't you guys want fresh hot batteries?
I got this nice pillowed out lithium ion for you.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 38 degrees.
Kilo 8, Charlie November Hotel. Kilo 8, Charlie November Hotel. Just making sure I can get to this repeater.
Okay, CNH, I got you loud and clear.
Thank you so much for that comeback. We're just trying some new stuff this afternoon. Today's a radio fun day, and that was one of my experiments. Thank you so much for the comeback.
No problem. Yep, you're in clear. You just got a little bit of noise. It sounds like maybe you're inside or on an HD.
Both of the above. The only positive thing is it's a signal stick, so it helps a little bit. But yeah, both of the above, so that doesn't surprise me at all. Thanks again.
Not a problem. NADBF.
KCNH.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee, radio checking.
Yeah, radio check, you're making it in, alright, this is KF8EDQ.
T-O-T-D-I-S. UHF Hub, connected to Flynn 600. T-O-T-D-I-S. UHF Hub, connected to Flynn 600. Remote already in this mode.
Reassurance test 1-2.
W-8-TPD.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K-A-C-A-K-J-L. W-8-TPD.
Hey, hey.
How's it going, Tom?
Going well. How about you?
Same crap, different week. at least I can laugh about it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you got a little follower there on your YouTube channel and piqued his interest in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, are you talking about the one building the mini satellite?
Yes, sir. KF8FQN, Mr. Wyatt himself. Talk about enthusiastic individual. That kid is great.
I don't think I may have talked to him once, but I'm not sure. But yeah, I definitely need to talk to him. It sounds like I'll be more enthusiastic about all that stuff here shortly, so it'll be good for me.
Yeah, he has a YouTube channel and everything on his radios and what he's doing and his projects and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Okay, I'll have to look that up too. Cool. Yeah, I wasn't going the rounds of building an actual CubeSat, but like I started my 3D printer, and I was gonna print out a mock one and put an All-Star node in it, and then put some lights on it and hang it outside by my pond and have it be an All-Star node. But my printer messed up, so whenever I can get back to the house and be at peace, I'm gonna try that again.
Roger
Dodger. I think I heard somebody else coming in there and say Roger Dodger, and then that covered up what you said, Tom. So say what you said and then hand it over. I think somebody else is there.
So I was just asking if you're at your parents' this weekend.
Oh, yeah. For the last time, long story short, it's the last time I'm done, and things are going to get better, so whoever was there.
Very good. Very good. I just heard you guys talking. KF8F.
All right, I was waiting for Tom, but I'll jump in. How you doing, Dave?
Doing all right. Got a late start today. 3 o'clock. I feel like it's noon, but all good.
3 degrees.
Well, that's good. You find a new place of employment? Because I know you were searching high and low there. No, not quite yet. I'm still on the interview treadmill, so there's things in motion and things not in motion and ghosting and, you know, lots of spam, you know, so I'm picking through the weeds, so to speak. Gotcha. Well, what's your background, if you don't mind me asking? KCKJO Friday, because I don't think I did that when we started. Probably everything computers, I don't know. Lately it's trying to learn AI stuff. But previous role was software engineering. So I was in platform engineering. I guess platform engineering would be another name for it, managing the systems that build the software. Wow, they're really building over here, by the way. I got distracted. They're building north of 24 Mile between Romeo Plank and, God, I don't know what this other one's called, Foss.
Go ahead, Don. Didn't mean to leave you out there. Pick it up and then shoot it back to Dave, and we'll just go reverse from there.
All right, yeah, you were asking some direct questions, so I was just standing by. Yeah, they're building everywhere, man. I'm surprised at all the building that's going up. But anyway, that's what happens. Everything keeps moving further and further north. Pretty soon I'll be out of a mall across the street from you. Okay, go ahead, dude.
Yeah, I guess Pine Tree Acres. You know, the one that we're all familiar with the Meshtastic stuff. It made the news on Facebook. Well, not really news, it's just Macomb people yapping. But I guess they're going to expand it. And I guess we're getting trash from Canada and from Ohio is being dumped over there. I think that's wrong. We shouldn't be, like, leave your trash in your own area.
He's talking about over here at the dump at 29 in Gratiot.
Yeah, I guess people there, Canada's dumping their stuff over here, and then Ohio's dumping their stuff over here. And the one thing that was gross is because they're doing like the you know, sewage waste. They're dumping it over here.
Yeah, they've been getting trash for a while, and then I didn't know about Ohio. I mean, I'm all for expanding it instead of opening up a whole new dump somewhere else, but I 100% agree with you. We should be putting our own trash in there and nobody else's.
The only benefit I see in regards to it, yeah, it's expanding the site over here, but the process they use is we're getting as you can see, natural gas reclamation, not necessarily, you know, natural gas, but methane and all the other elements, and they use it to run these big generators that are on the site there. So, you know, with the decomposition and everything else like that, you know, that's pretty cool. I watched something on how these dumps work, and it's pretty interesting. But expanding it and taking over people's property, that's a whole other different story. I don't believe in that. You know, stay out of my town is all I have to say.
I'm going to make this my final because I don't think I have another time for another turn. But, I mean, this all came to, on my radar because I noticed there was a dump at 24 and like Card area and it leaked into the river system. So, and I guess that was popular, you know, that was the controversy back in the 90s and stuff, but it's all field now and they're not going to build over there. So that, I guess there's that. That's a good thing. Keep it a little bit rural, but all right, I'm going to let you guys go. I'll listen out though. KF8S.
Sounds good, Dave. 73 to you. Talk to you soon. I'll be in and out most of the day. Go ahead, Don. Casey, get you.
Yeah, I forgot what order we were going in, so I just waited. Yeah, they did that over by Yates Cider Mill, too. There was a big dump that contaminated everything, so, you know, it does get to be a problem. But anyway, take it easy, Dave, and I will catch you later on. And, oh, you were talking about that reclaim and the decomposition gases. There's a dump in Smith's Creek that's literally, like, what, 7 miles as the crow flies northeast of me. And their system at least a year ago, was not working, and they would send that gas to DTE, and when the wind would come off of Lake Huron and blow toward my house, it was so bad I couldn't even go outside. I was going to puke every time I smelled it. It was terrible. So, you know, there's good and bads about that, too.
Yeah, that's like Brownstown's the dump down there. I used to have an account right at the base of it, I guess you could say, or a little bit away from it. And every time I pulled up on a hot day, it just, oh, my God, the smell was atrocious. And the thing is that was a education center. So can you imagine smelling that all day? Yeah, no. I don't know if they didn't process it right or they didn't cover it up enough or what. But so far, driving past this one here over by, you know, your location to my location, I haven't smelled anything. So they're doing something right on it.
Well, when it was that bad last year, I looked into it and contacted, I think it was a DEQ or something like that. And they had been getting other complaints, so they sent somebody to check out the dump, and the thing wasn't even running to burn off the access, and it wasn't working to send it to DTE, and they were just releasing it, mostly at night, and thinking that people weren't going to notice, and it was so terrible. They got fined, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars until they got stuff running again. And it was an ongoing process that I kept getting emails about until probably winter started, and then I haven't heard nothing about it since, and I haven't smelled it since. So, but yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah, where is that site at? I forgot. You said it, but I forgot what you said.
Basically, if you take Whale Center from Rattle Run and go up to Smith Creek Road, hang a right, and go east, right around where the railroad tracks cross, it's right there, and it's called Smith Creek Landfill, and yeah, I can't imagine what people that live near it or west of it, when the wind's mostly going west, end up smelling.
I can only imagine. Yeah, I'm glad we don't live by anything like that. I know there used to be one in Sterling Heights, like Fort Hoover or something like that. And that one got shut down years ago. Not Fortune, where is it? I think maybe 14 Mile and Van Dyke Mound area. Right there by that polling center, there's an empty field. I think that used to be a dump.
Yeah, I don't recall that one. And I grew up at 18 in Van Dyke, so doesn't mean it wasn't there. I just probably never was in that area enough to notice it.
Well, I know the Pine Tree Acres. That's a big one. And then the other big one is right there in Belleville off of 275 and E-Course. And that one there, they got burned on it. And that one I haven't, you know, I've been over there and it doesn't. I don't smell anything, but when you go to the one down there in Brownstown, oh yeah, that thing's massive, and on a hot, sticky summer day, I mean, you can definitely smell it, and yeah, it is a nasty, nasty smell.
Yeah, it's all crazy, but you know, our trash has got to go somewhere, and, you know, if they weren't dumping them in dumps, people would be burying them in their yard, and, who knows what that would do to the environment. So, I mean, something's got to be done, but, like, and these people that are, I was watching this, it was kind of in the news with the Pine Tree Acres one for a while now. And, you know, I got to think that the majority of the people that live near there probably recently bought their house since the dump was opened, and they knew it was there. And then they want to fight against it. I mean, I get it if you were an older person that's been there since before it opened. You know, I guess I could understand arguing against it then. But, man, if you bought the house knowing it was there, that's your choice, you know. You probably got the house cheaper because you're next to a dump. Don't try to get rid of it.
bought the house and you knew it was there, I mean, that's your own. You know, you knowingly bought the property within the range of it. But the people that were there way before the first trash bag was put in there, those are the ones that have a right to complain about it. That's about as far as it goes.
Yippers. I see my one friend left me a voicemail. I must have missed his call, so I'm going to listen to the voicemail here and see what he's got going on today. Hopefully I can head over there tonight and play some cards with him or something to get my mind off of crap. But anyway, I'll be in and out all day too, so I'll jump back on when I'm done here and see if you're around or if you're actually working. W8CPT, I'll be clear on your final.
Well, I'm in my work van, but I'm going to my late mother-in-law's house to take down some ceiling fans, and all my tools are in this truck, and I just got done with Tim and AWRO.
Who cares?
Hospital net testing. So I'm going to go down there for a couple hours and then go home. Try to make up what's left of the evening. All right, enjoy yourself. Relax. Try to enjoy the day. I'll be out and about. KCKJL 73.
Bye, and I get out here and everybody goes. Hey, Tom.
Yep.
Hey, Don.
Well, hello, Eric. No, I'm still here. I still got another 15 minutes before I get to my in-law's house. How's the healing process going?
Really slow. It'll be a good 3 more months, but it is what it is.
Are you able to go back to work, or are you going to medically retire?
Don't know yet. I'm planning on going back to work, but we'll see what happens. We'll see how the next couple of months goes.
I feel you. When I was off for a month, it drove me nuts. And my coworker, who I work with every day, he was off for 4 months because he couldn't walk at all because, you know, he has a rod and pins in his left tibia because he shattered it. And he was off for quite a while. Told him not to do.
Yeah, it's like, all I could say is 2 steps forward, 1 step back, so. You're 2-stepping already? That's awesome. Yeah, 2 steps forward, but there's always that 1 step back, so. It's going to be a long, long time. But certain things have gotten better, certain things have gotten worse, so. Got a lot of doctor's appointments, try to figure out, step backwards. That's all I want to say on the radio. Aha, I was seeing if Tom was going to reply there, but yeah, I'm still here. You know, listen to a voicemail, but then I heard you pop on, so I was kind of sitting and waiting because it's not important, the voicemail.
Sorry, guys, I was trying to write down a phone number for an apartment complex. All right, I'm back. Got it written down. No, I was trying to find a place for my brother-in-law because right now he's staying at my late mother-in-law's house, and it's going back to the bank and everything else, so he needs a place to stay, and I keep seeing this 55 and up apartment complex here on Gratiot, so we keep missing the number, so I wanted to grab it real quick.
Where's Captain Don? Where are you sitting?
I'm here. I'm at my parents'.
through lunch.
You eating lunch with your parents, Captain Don?
I heard somebody yell, let's do lunch. That wasn't you, me, or Tom, I don't think. So, who was that? Go ahead.
Hey, that was me. I just said, hey, you're at your parents. Let's go to Las Tortugas, get some tacos.
Ah, man, I would, but, like, I literally just woke up, like, an hour ago, and it does not even sound good.
Yeah, I couldn't go now anyhow. I just walked in the door after being out longer than I should have been. But I heard you were down here, so I just thought of that place right at the corner. I mean, they're off still stands, but maybe we'll do dinner later. Who knows? Maybe we'll go to Nicky D's, get my chicken Greek salad. Anyhow, offers out there. I'll be listening. Hello, Eric. How are you today? How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. When you said, let's do lunch, I thought of old N8 LDL. I don't know if he's still around. I thought maybe he was keying up. But, I don't know where I got that. I don't know what neurons clicked to make me think of N8 LDL. I haven't heard his call in like 25 years. But anyhow, no, I'm doing okay. Just sitting around. Watch TV, waiting for the better half to get home.
Yeah, I thought the same thing when I said it. I was going to even explain it to Captain Don, but I figured, nah, you know, I'll spare it. But, yeah, I thought the same thing. He's got a different call now. I forget what it is. He got himself a 2x1, I think, of some sort. Or is it a 1x2? I don't know. He's got himself an XP call down there in Florida. Yep, he's going, la, 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 LDL, let's do lunch, yep. Don?
Talk about Florida. So he's got a new call, huh? Oh, boy. I can't imagine what that is. But, yeah, I'll probably be down here for a little bit. So we have plenty of time. I actually thought about the breakfast on Saturday, but there was no way I was going to be awake this morning for that.
Did you get Tom out there? Hey, Tom, did you just sign off, or?
Yeah, he doubled with Sean, so he had to step away for a few.
Yep, probably got a phone call. He gets a lot of phone calls due to the business he works with, commonality. Anyhow, yeah, you know, things are going okay with my recovery. Like I said, it's like two steps forward, one step back, but I'm gaining ground on it. I'm gaining ground. That's all I could say.
Well, that's good to hear for sure. You got the, did you find out if the cottage was all okay?
Yeah, my neighbor, when he got a good look, he goes, nah, your antennas are still there. The big branch that was sitting on my cottage is still there, but power company came and cut the prop that was making the power lines droop. And when my neighbor went in there, it was like 31 degrees inside, so my furnace went out. So him and his buddy came by the other day and fixed my furnace for me. They plugged in an electric heater to keep my place above freezing, you know, about 50 degrees in there, and they took them a couple days to get the parts, and they fixed my furnace.
Oh, that's awesome, man. It's good to have good people in this world, though. There's still a lot, believe it or not. There's quite a few that aren't very good, though.
Is that Arpet or Dakota out there?
WATCD, Brian.
Yeah, okay, Brian. No, I didn't recognize the voice. You kind of sounded like it could have been Arpet or Dakota, just in your brief key up, but yeah. Yeah, it's good to have a good day. I honestly think my neighbors just like my girlfriend better. It's like, I think they did it for her. Nah. No, the guy across the street, he's lived up there for longer than we have, you know, 30 years, and he was good friends with my dad. So, yeah, he keeps an eye on the place, and like a hawk. And, yeah, once he found that out, he was worried he'd want my pipes to freeze, so he hooked up an electric heater in there, space heater. And while he was doing that, they fixed the furnace. So, happy about that.
W8CPT, how you doing, Brian? Yeah, well, you know, she is a lot better looking than you are. You gotta give her that. But that's good, man. That's good that you got it all settled for you so you don't have to worry. I know that it's got to be terrible. It's kind of like with my situation when I'm at my parents' with the anxiety and I'm worried about my house. I know it's only 40 minutes away, but I feel that.
Yeah, there's still a lot of cleanup in the yard and on the roof. I got to hire my other neighbor, who I don't know that well. He doesn't do anything for free, but he doesn't charge an arm and a leg either. A couple streets over, he does cleanup. Anyhow, I got to get out of here for a bit. I just wanted to jump in there and say hello to everybody. Maybe I'll catch you on Zello later, Captain Don. All righty, everyone have a good one. W8EAP.
All right, Eric. Yeah, I'll catch you later on the I'm fill you in on the latest saga. Oh, my goodness. And the last saga, too. But anyway, I'll catch you later. And this is W8EAP. I am clear for now, but I am monitoring.
All right, Eric, Captain Don, Sean, everybody that was out there. WATPD, I got to go inside, change clothes, go to church. I'm clear. WATPD. FHFTS, monitoring.
WFUWFM. So, the file, that I was working on the last file that I was working on with the deal last night was on a thumb drive that Randy had, and he can't figure out where he set it. So the only file I have on my Mac is the one that I had already sent you, the initial read one I did.
Has anything changed besides wildcards since that one you sent me?
I don't know, because I can't open that on the Mac, but I doubt it.
All right, I'll look at that one. I've got CMN1 on as well now too. I was off somewhere else. All right, I'll bring that one up and see if I see anything glaring. And meanwhile, if Randy comes up with the other one, just have him send it along.
Yeah, the one that Randy has is going to have the three channels and all that, but really they were just copies of 1, 2, and 3 with the exception of analog and CA. But, no, I just looked at my Mac because I'm at home. I'm late for dinner. I'm an hour and a half late to meet with my parents as it is. So I figured, yeah. Anywho, sorry. I will, yeah.
All righty. Okay. Well, we'll get to it. I'm sure you're not going to be heading up there soon anyhow. I'll be at a few.
If I get my taxes done early enough tomorrow, maybe I will. We did a bunch of moving, and yeah, I got stuff to do, so it's not that I get that far away. It's just tomorrow is tax day, and if I get that done, I want to go back up there and do label work and all that, but don't rush. I think it's alignment.
Possible. I just never had to do one for that issue, so... you know, and I've done a number of them, so it would just be, but you know, it's never, if it's never been there before, then, you know, who knows.
Oh yeah, this thing lived its life, you know, as analog only, so.
It's never knew what Apple 25 ever was.
Coincidentally, I got, damn it. I got the RSS to run under Windows 11 in compatibility mode, interestingly.
Ooh. Look at you go. And look at us. We got Warren back up on microwave, too. So, wait, were there photos? I meant to ask, you know, because Ho and his photos.
There's a few I posted. I didn't get anything from the roofie rooftop. I got something from the parapet. I got two of them that I stuck in Tech Talk over on the Discord. It's got one of probably when you were talking to Dean and he was aligning it and I was holding the ladder. Poor John worked his butt off, cracking the whip, being a hoe. You know, there's daylight. Let's just get this done. Anyhow, he took the picture and didn't make it into any of the pictures.
How it normally goes. Nope, we got everything moved and cabineted and in the rack, or moved out of the open rack into the closed racks. Got power moved all done. UPS moved. Even got the UPS on the network card, so I can work on that. But we got it to a point where we couldn't stop, you know. Once you start, you can't stop. And, well, we didn't start very early this morning. So.
Yeah, that's like when we got up to W-2. It was like, that's just, all I was doing was just marking a spot for the T-Mobile guys. Come out and do a pipe and, well, let's try this. Well, let's do this. Well, we got ladders. We got tools. Let's do this. Let's do that. Next thing you know, we're rerouted everything, poked it out, and got it up, and found an alternative mount. Let's try it. And then when you said when you said we had a link at X60, I'm like, are you kidding me? So it was a good day. All right, I'll let you get to it. To decide what we're going to do here for dinner as well. My wife is a little upset because I left for breakfast, but I didn't come back till after 2 o'clock, and she was kind of scratching her head going, since when does breakfast go till 2?
Yeah, I was supposed to be having dinner lunch at 3. It's 3:30, and I'm 34 minutes from where I'm supposed to meet my parents. So, yeah. Love you.
Alrighty, I got this this archive up and running. I'll pour through it and see if it's anything there. Like you said, probably not, but I'll give that a look at least. And then I also want to look at the service and alignment stuff. Although I don't know if it's going to allow me to if I'm not actually hooked up. You know what? I can look at mine. Yeah, because I can remote into my main machine and look at it. So I'll be able to look at some of that stuff in the alignment stuff. All right. I'll let you know what I find. Les toits. W8FU.
WFSM.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 43 degrees.
WABD-NAWRO.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO.
Well, that's not very promising.
Just won $125.
Uh-oh, what'd you buy?
Diesel fuel.
Go juice.
Yeah. Hold on here, I gotta change repeaters. FGS monitoring.
WABD.
Yo. WABD, WABD.
Go ahead.
Didn't you just call me?
Go to breakfast tomorrow.
at the skillet place. Just figured I'd let you know about 10 o'clock if you were interested.
All right. I'll see what I can do. It's about 45 minutes for me. I like going up there. Wonder what the weather is going to be like. Get a ride in on the Umoquim Orchard Trail as well.
I don't know. Well, you can chat a little later. I'm taking the dog for a walk right now. So, all right. Extend the invitation. Talk to you in a bit.
W-A-B.
All right, cool. W-A-B. A few.
Connected to CMN Network.
Monitoring. Station monitoring, you need WJZ.
It's in there, but that could be on my end, receiving end. The call WACCC named Anthony, and I'm mobile.
Sorry, none of that was able to copy here. I'm in Rose Township heading east to Holland here.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 43 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
N-A-R-O-Z.
N-A-D-B-A.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 43 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Did you get everything done?
WAVD.
I got one ceiling fan down. I got the parcel of the other, but I can't figure out how to get the base. I got the lights off the motor and everything, but I have no clue. It's a, what's one of those real fancy ones that starts with Hunter?
Do what all the other kids do nowadays. Google it.
Say NY. Molly, I lost that last part there.
Take a picture of it, use Google Lens, YouTube it, AI it, all sorts of things for the do-it-yourselfer nowadays.
43 degrees.
Yeah, I gotta do that tomorrow. I'm going back there tomorrow.
Just remember, you can get replaced by a Google AI someday.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Worst case scenario, ChatGPT.
Yeah, I'll probably do that tomorrow. I mean, I got down the one fancy fan in the family room. The one that I'm taking down now is like a Hunter Douglas or something like that. So it's pretty well put together. That one could be worth some money.
My consultant is telling me that those are real good fans.
Oh, I know they are. I agree with your consultant 100%.
All right. Well, we're going to go grab a quick bite here, so I will chat with you a little bit later. I heard you there, so I figured you were en route home. I'm sure there's a lot of your other friends out here, so you drive safe. And we'll see you in the morning. If not, maybe chat a little bit later tonight. Depends how it goes. W8BD.
Yeah, we just got done eating. Decided to do soup and salad at Big Boys. I know you guys aren't a big fan of it, but I got 6% cash back through Upside.
That's all good. We're going to try the back side of the Morning Bell. Doesn't look very crowded, but we shall see. The old Twisted Rooster. What's it called now? Blue Porch Bar and Grill. All right, later. WB.
Hey, see you, KJ.
That ain't DBM.
Hello, Dale.
Good evening.
You and your Almont?
Yeah, I'm sitting at my desk testing this DM32, trying to figure out how to get the open spot to work with MI5, but I think I need to put in the Brandmeister talk groups for MI5 and not the actual talk groups.
100%. My open spot for MI5 is 312-61-262-263, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, on the open spot, you have to use the Brandmeister. And for the link to Brandmeister, you want to do 3104.
Yeah, so I got to have separate MI5 channels and be able to distinguish between the two.
100%. You got to use, what I did with mine is for my 1701 and my TYT and the Retevis that you gave me, is I have OS MI5 1, which is, you know, or MI5 SW1. So that's open spot MI5 statewide 1, and that's 31261. And then for my regular zone, I have statewide 1, which is 51.
That's what I'll do. Yeah, I was like, why does it say Indonesia?
Because Talk Group 51 is Brandmeister is Indonesia. Just like Talk Group 91 is worldwide, and Talk Group 93 through Brandmeister is USA. And then you got 3100, which is the USA bridge. But if you want to get into the MI5 network, their inbound is 31261.
All right, now I got to write it back to the radio.
There's also a TechNet, a Michigan TechNet, and that is 31266. And Dana runs that one out of Mason, Michigan.
I have all these in another code plug somewhere. I just got to find it and then bring them over.
Don't forget to put a 4000 disconnect talk group in there, because if you get linked into 91, you will never get out of it until you get a pause, and then you got to key up 4000 to disconnect your open spot from 91. You'll run your battery down, because 91 is like GMRS and TV. Everybody talks on 91.
I am only putting in MI5 stuff. Only local stuff I'm going to use. I don't really use a hotspot for anything else.
Well, there you go. Now you got to get yourself a Cisco 525G and be on Hammond over IP.
I have a phone sitting on my workbench, and I have an extension already set up. I just need to add the SIP, and I just have not gotten around to it. I also don't have room on my desk, so I haven't been super motivated, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, mine sits on a, I guess you could say, one of those little TV tables, TV trays or whatever it is, next to my rocker. I had it in behind the couch on my little TV stand back there where all my chargers are at, but I'm like, I can't reach it. So if I want to talk on the bat phone, I moved it over, plugged it into my other PoE.
Yeah, the only PoE I have is in my rack downstairs or the drops that are at my desk. And there is a, there's an 8-port under my desk, but I don't really have room. I got too much crap on me.
Yeah, I got an 8-port PoE behind the TV and behind the surround system. I got my DirecTV and my smart TV and my DVD player all plugged into it, so I can do everything through remote, because my DVD player is not Wi-Fi capable. So got an 8-port switch back there, then in the front room I have another 8-port switch, and that controls my C printers and my file server.
You got all the things. Are you mobile right now, and can you hear MI5?
Give me a minute to turn on my HT, because I got my wife on GMRS on the Motorola.
All right, Sean just called me over there. I'm going to see if it works.
KFADFD.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
To CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 42 degrees.
KEAX monitoring.
K8LAX, this is KF8FQN.
I believe the name's Wyatt. How are you doing today?
Good, how's yourself being?
I'm doing good. It's just been a long, long, busy day. I'm sure. I think you're on our I think you're on our Discord now, so I was a part of that work crew that got some work done today, so it's definitely been a long day.
Yeah, I'm on the Discord, but I wouldn't say same for me. My dad's a firefighter for Attica, so I went to the fire hall for the first time. He joined, volunteered up there maybe a couple weeks ago. He did fire school a while back, though. And then I got to go ground hog hunting, you could say, for pest control for my dad and stuff. And then I'm building my satellite right now. Any updates, anything cool happening?
Nope, just living life and currently playing a round of Fortnite.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty fun, though. I think it was Dakota, wasn't it? His repeater that's up in Dryden by Shoemaker. If he can do it, or if he wants anything, I might ask him if he can link it to the East Coast Reflector sometimes, mainly during, like, nets or something, if that was okay with him.
Are you able to make it into that repeater? I thought I seen someone say you were scratching in there. Did you figure that out?
Oh yeah, I can. I'm hitting Romeo right now. I'm on my base station. Using my base station. The reason why I was scratching, he heard me and I was using my little 5-watt HD with a stock antenna, the little rubber ducky. I was standing outside and I was just testing out how it works. I come in pretty clear, it's just that static. But I can hit. I'm in Emily City. He's in Dryden. The repeater's in Dryden. So I'm not even like. I'm closer to five miles away from it, so I hit that repeater pretty good. But right now I'm talking on the Romeo.
If I could set up a macro, just next Romeo, get up over there.
Started what? Just a couple weeks ago with just an HT and getting in with your cell phone. Now you're running base stations. Congrats. This is KELAX for ID.
I think we doubled a little there, Dean. I jumped in between you guys. W8FU, make sure I got it. And say, check with Dakota on that, and maybe I can set up a macro where you could, disconnect it from, disconnect Romeo, connect it up to East Coast, and then when you're done, disconnect from East Coast and hook it back up to FBI. Maybe I could do something like that. But talk to Dakota. You guys work something out, that's fine. But we could do that on Richmond as well. And you just have to, write the script and get you enough command.
W-A-F-U, this is KFAFUN. Well, alright, yeah. Well, thank you for offering that, yeah. Yeah, they're wanting to get into the East Coast Reflector, WB2JBQ Dix. He wants me to be the net controller for the Usenet, and EchoLink with me doesn't really work. There's some delays on it for the East Coast Reflector for some reason. I let him know. It's probably just the software or my phone. But yeah, I wanted to find a repeater to actually link to that. I was trying to get WALAP and Lapeer to do it, but they said they couldn't do it. So, and the nearest repeater is 70 miles away by Detroit. Yeah, 70. Mm-hmm. Farther than Detroit, actually. And I can't hit that. My max range is like 40 miles. But yeah, if you have to do that, that'd be great. And I'll talk to Dakota and see if he could do that too.
Go ahead, Sean. I'll stand off to the side. Go ahead. W8FU, it's all yours.
All right, yeah, well, I wonder how long does that Usenet, I wouldn't want to connect to, them long term, but how long does that net usually run? Do you know? Give me an estimate, because
No, I'm going to just, you know, let you link it up to the FBI. We'd have to disconnect from Central Michigan, but let you connect it up. That would be, you know, all three, four repeaters, well, five now with Dakotas, and, I mean, that might be something interesting to more broader range. All right, well, we can talk about that more and either give you one of the repeaters, Richmond, Dakotas, Romeo, you know, or even all of the FBI ones, and we'll just disconnect from Central Michigan when we do it. So I'll get more information on it, and we'll figure it out. We'll get you hooked in RF one way or the other.
KF8FQN for ID. Well, if you have any questions, there's EastCountryFletcher.com. Just go in the Zoom room and you'll probably see Dick there. If there's anything for that. But yeah, that would be awesome. That would be insane. So if you can do that, thank you. Thank you a lot. Hold on. I'll sort of see the hours for these, and I'm pretty sure it starts at 8, I think. Yeah, I think it starts at 8, and most of the time, it'll end at 9, so like an hour, but most of the time, it's like 30 minutes, 40 at the max from my previous experience on the Ethernet.
So one night a week from 8 to 9, Cal, I'll just script it, and we'll just start carrying it.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it a lot. If you guys could do that, I'm more excited about that. That would be awesome. Actually, Dick should be on the Zoom room, so if... That's fine with you. If you want to do it, I could tell them if you want or not. It's up to you.
Yeah, I'm out on the road right now. Pick it up and carry out, get home and eat and all that stuff. I'll get on there and I'll find out what the date and time is for it. And I'll try to get it scripted in so that it does everything it needs to. It'll be connected up, you know, and in time for it and then drop. And all that good stuff, and then I'll let you know, and then you can go ahead and let them know or whatever after, but give me a little bit to figure out when's the next day it's going to run.
Well, all right, yeah, it's every Friday of every week from, again, 8 to 9, yeah, it's every Friday. Well, I'm going to go as well, so 7 degrees is good talking to you. And I appreciate it a ton, and thank you. 7-3 to you, KF8FQN, clear. Oh, and 7-3 to Dean, KF8FQN, clear.
All right, we'll let you know. We'll get you hooked up one way or the other, whether it's one or more. But you'll have a way in. Dean?
Seven threes, Wyatt, always good here. And yeah, I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to that too. I do listen to some of the East Coast Reflector stuff, but our nearest machine, I do believe, is GMARC. I can still get into it when I want to, but yeah, I think that's the only one that runs it, so I wouldn't necessarily be opposed, but yeah. And it seems like the link's doing pretty good. I was listening between the different sites, and it seems like it's doing pretty good. So that was fun and exciting. I was I got a little bit of a rush when we got that call and he said there was a link. I was definitely kind of geeked about that one.
Yeah, I think we're golden. It's been pretty good. You know, when we had that modem in there, you know, they drop sometimes. I don't know why, but, you know, and they're not as reliable. That's why somebody said, oh, you know, we lost the, 2.6, and then somebody said, oh, it's back, you know, and that was when we were on that modem. But now that we're back on the MI6 network, it should be, fairly robust. It'll take a very serious rain or wind storm to cause it to fade a little bit. You can get some rain fade. You can get, you know, torrential downpour. It can knock the signal down a bit. But, yeah, boy, I've said it 100 times already, but, man, I'm just tickled pink we were able to get that all done today. And, yeah, as far as the East Coast stuff, anything that has, like, like if it runs for 1 hour or something like that, you know, once a week or something like that, and, you know, like, they got a tech net I know that they run. You know, if it would be of broad interest to the people listening and it's not that long, like once a week for an hour or something like that, yeah, I got no problem to run something like that and to expose people to that stuff. So we'll have to look and see, you know, and what's out there. I know they got a tech net, I think, on Tuesday nights that they run for a little bit. So we'll start with Wyatt's youth net, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Work on that one first for sure. It definitely sounds interesting. Like I said, I'm pretty impressed. Like I said, a couple weeks ago he started out with an HT, and now he's an HT in his phone, and now he's running a base. I'm really impressed, and that's cool. I definitely like seeing a young interest in it. I mean, granted, I'm young in comparison to some of the operators out here, but still, an actual youth interest is pretty cool. KE8LAX back over to W8FU.
Yeah, you know, it's if you get in, you know, young guys getting into it is good for the hobby. Younger guys, you know, but if you're an adult, it's like, you know, that's, you know, between like your guys' age, you know, or let's say between 20 and 40, you know, that's young in this hobby. And you know, that's good stuff. But when the kids get into it, you know, that's really cool, you know, and see that. And you know, they pop up all the time. You know, I heard about the young girl, I can't remember how old she was, somebody was telling me about the other day, came in to get her tech and got 100%, and they said, take your general, and she did that, got 100%. Said, do your extras. She got two wrong. Came in, nothing went out an extra. She was I forget how old she was. And I think she was a Michigan kid too, I think. I don't know. But, you know, those are incredible stories. But her whole family was into it, you know, I mean, multiple generations, et cetera. So, you know, it's a little different, you know. I mean, still impressive as hell. But you know, that explains probably why she had a lot of pressure to do it, you know, or a lot of... not pressure is not the right word, but a lot of exposure, you know, to get her interested.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, and some of us, I mean, she might decide that, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, something for her all the time. And, you know, she might come out of it, and, you know, 3-4 years from now, she might jump back in. You know, I got it, and I was super active, and... You were talking about that operator that passed, and I was like, that sign is very, very familiar on the double nickel. And I started there, and then once I moved, I had radio issues getting into repeaters and stuff, so I kind of fell off. And then I got a card from ARPSC, and I fired back up, and I've been solid, and I probably won't come off of it now. So, you know, that happens too. I think Tim had a very similar story. He went back to GMRS and then came back to ham.
Yeah, I waxed and waned a little bit. I was into it hot and heavy when I got my ticket, and it's a great time to get in, and there's a lot of really cool stuff going on. It was pre-internet and all that good stuff, and all that stuff was happening during my early, you know. And then I soured on it around 2000, and just had enough. You know, it was a burnout, and between work and everything else, just kind of like stopped playing radio. You know, sold off a bunch of stuff and just got out of it completely for a number of years. Probably it was about 10 years, maybe more. And then somebody just, it was the same thing. Somebody walked in and kind of sparked an interest for me. In fact, you know that repeater,
well, both the repeaters you looked at today. I had one of those sitting at, next to my workbench at work, and one of my TJ, KC8LTS, he's a work associate, and he came in and he says, "Oh, what's with the Quantar?" I says, "You know," I says, "Oh," I says, "it's you know, it's one I had." I had it there for no reason in particular, and he's like, he goes, "You gonna put it on P25 amateur?" And I said, "You guys are doing P25 on amateur radio?" He goes, "Hell yeah!" And sorry, my gal was just telling me my order's about ready to come out. Anyhow, that sparked my interest, and it was all downhill and shady from there. And then Dan, W2PUT, introduced me to this silly thing called All Star, and he's good friends with Dick JPQ and all that stuff. So those two guys got me back into it with a vengeance. So here we are. So you do that, you know. You may have another sabbatical, you know, Wyatt, you know, might hit that age where girls become the primary focus, and he may disappear for a number of years there. And you know, you never know, but you always come back. W8FU.
Yeah, I copy that, and I completely agree. I don't think I'll fall out of it again. At least I don't think. And with the stuff with ARPSC and then the stuff we've been doing with you, it's kind of sparked a greater interest more than just playing radio. So yeah, I don't think I'm falling off anytime soon. But I completely agree with you, and I hear you on that one.
All right, sorry. She just came out and dropped off my food. This is a one of those pull up and we'll bring it out to you type deals. So I don't know if you've ever been to Louie's Pizza, but we found out that their pasta is pretty damn good too, and we have been looking for a good place to get pasta since our favorite pasta place closed. So I'm trying a couple of new things. I'm trying a new one today. I'm trying their lasagna. At Louie's Pizza. Go figure.
I could be completely wrong, but is that the one on Harper, not too far from, I think, maybe Crocker? No, not Crocker. But is it right there over there?
Yeah, negative. This one's a one of. It's on Quinter Road between just north of 9. I think that would be Hazel Park. And it's, you know, it's been there forever. You know, they got a story in with that whole Detroit-style square pizza, like, you know, he was the cousin or the cook or the brother. You know, they all, Shield, Buddies, Louise, Cloverleaf, they all got some, you know, inbred family story that talks about, you know, how they all, you know, broke away. I broke away with the Pans, the original Pans. I think that's Cloverleaf, something to do with the Pans, and Buddies and Shields, I forget what they do, and Buddies gets, I think, the official original title, and they all broke from there or something. I don't even know where, and then Louis sits in there somewhere. Louis is a little different than the others, though. And really good, but if you've ever had Louie's Pizza, you really got to try it. There's nothing else quite like it.
Yeah, I'll have to try it. I just looked it up. I was thinking of Luigi's, and it's on Jefferson, just north of Terry's Terrace.
Ah, now that has been suggested to me by a couple of people, Wally included. I guess Marion and Wally like that place. And when he knew we were trying to find a place for pasta after our place closed, that Gordon Ramsay went in there and literally just put our place out of business. I'm like, really? You know, so Gordon's on our poop list. Anyhow, so Wally had suggested that Luigi's to us. Have not been yet. So
not real convenient for me where I live and everything like that. I guess I could get it on the way home from work, or we could make a special trip, but I'm going to get there. I know I am. I got two or three suggestions of places I want to try, but none of them are quite as convenient as Louis here, which is right down the road from me. But anyhow, yeah, I heard you, you know, when she came out and kind of sidetracked me there, you were talking about, you know, working on the repeaters and the site work and all that stuff being of interest. And, yeah, good thing. That is a lot of, you know, that's kept my interest in the hobby. I like all the other stuff, but that's kind of like my thing. That's what I like doing. And I'm getting to a point now where I kind of, like, maybe want to slow my roll on that a little bit, maybe pass some of it off and kind of sort of get out of it. So it'll be nice if we can get some people up to speed. I mean, I'll always be available to come in, you know, for the real, you know, the real stuff that, you know, is hard to, you know, hard to pass on. But as you know, a lot of this stuff can be handled by any number of people. You know, it just takes a little getting familiar with it, figuring out, you know, sites and, you know, and stuff and how to rack things up and do good wiring, clean wiring and, you know, and all that stuff. And it's not so bad, but it is an interesting part of the hobby that I very much like.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, well, and I the cool thing is it's not repetitive. You know, you jump in there, and like today, it was really nothing but problem solving, and that's definitely fun. But yeah, I definitely enjoy it, which is why anytime there's an opportunity available, I jump, because I truly do enjoy that.
Oh, very good. Sounds like a winner. And yeah, there'll be more and different projects. I got a few of them all kind of on the back burner. A lot of them are dependent upon site work that I can't quite do, like we were talking about a little bit. So I gotta arrange those. And anyhow, there's a lot of moving parts in it. So very good. Well, appreciate your help today again. And I am turning onto my street. It's going to get very bumpy. I'm going to use both hands because I need one to hold my food. I don't want it bouncing around too much while I go down my dirt road here. And I'll be back on here in a bit. KELAX. WAFU. After yours.
Sounds good. 7-3s, enjoy your dinner. And we'll catch on the air here soon. WAFU, this is KELAX. I'll be clear.
Is this working? WAV.
KCKJL. I can hear you now.
Yeah, you sounded awful tinny over there for some reason.
Probably because I had it on low power. I'm on the 1701, and I had it just down to like 50 milliwatts, so I wasn't pushing a lot of power out.
Yeah, just a second. I gotta pay these 30s for the ice cream. Actually, I'm probably going to have to step out because I'm going to have to hold one hand with the steering wheel, the other hand with the ice cream cone. So I will chat with you a little bit later tonight, WAV.
Copy that, sir. I'll be here. KCKJ.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 42 degrees.
connected to CMN Network.
BHM monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees.
It's quiet. Too quiet.
Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.